Hey guys, it's Shannon, and you don't have to know me very well to know this one thing about me. I'm obsessed with my nephews. I have at least one of them 5 days a week, and you better believe that nap time is part of our daily schedule. I got lazy over the weekend and ended up doing laundry during the day last week, and that meant putting a set of those other guys' sheets on my bed for the afternoon. Let me tell you, Jake sweated so bad that day. I truly have not seen him wake up with such a wet head and a giant wet spot on the pillowcase since I got my Brooklinen sheets. And I've noticed that I sleep better with my Brooklinen sheets because they just breathe so much better than any other sheets I've ever used. And it is time for you to upgrade your sleeping situation right now. Now, Brooklinen.com already makes their sheets and stuff affordable, but they want to give you an exclusive offer just because you're listening to me. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Shannon at Brooklinen.com. And guess what? Every set of Brooklinen sheets, every comforter, every single towel comes with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And you also cannot get $20 off or free shipping unless you use the promo code Shannon at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code Shannon. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. I exhaust myself sometimes. I just want to yawn after hearing myself say all that. Is Africa a religion?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
No. What kind of question is that?
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hey, Deontay.
Hey, Shannon.
It's so good to see you.
You too.
With your pretty purple wedding ring for people that work out.
I love my purple wedding ring.
Do you ever look on my fingers to see if a ring pops up that maybe I've been hiding a relationship from you or something?
No, because I think even you're not really a jewelry person.
I would wear a ring.
I know, but I'm saying it's not. I think if there was a ring, I would notice it immediately.
Oh.
Because you're not a jewelry person.
Now, in an ideal world, just tell me this. What kind of ring do you see me wearing?
Gold band.
That's it? What kind of gold?
White gold.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Or platinum. Or something. Yeah, just not the gold.
No.
I'm not that girl.
I'm not a gold girl either.
Nope, there's still no ring on my finger. That gives me lots of time to waste my life away with social media posts. And I laugh way too loud at things that I see.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I'm by myself when I'm laughing out loud. But I've gotten to the point now where as long as I have joy, that's all that really matters.
All right.
So not too long ago, a certain super powerful political figure, I'm not going to name their name.
Okay.
Tried to trump every other post by saying something really, really insensitive and stupid. And judging on the posts of people that I saw reacting to what was said,
mm-hmm.
I'm not alone. Okay. And so that got me to thinking that I really need to find something on social media that is more ignorant than that.
Okay. I would like to know what your success rate was.
Okay, but hold on. But first, let me say this. This whole platform that I'm talking about has kept me from tweeting or posting something that's really been weighing on my mind lately. Because I don't want to offend people or upset them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't decide if this is offensive or upsetting, okay?
Okay.
So I noticed while watching a football game the other day that it's kind of the equivalent of watching dogs play at a dog park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you throw the ball and all the dogs go try to get the ball and they'll hump each other trying to steal it, or they'll grab each other trying to get the stupid ball,
mm-hmm.
especially when there's a fumble.
Oh.
And you see all the guys kind of falling on the ball,
right,
trying to get it. But I equate a football game to watching dogs playing at the dog park.
Okay.
And I can't decide if that's offensive because, number one, people are going to find offense in every single thing that you say, regardless.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. You could say these puppies are cute and they're going to get pissed off because you're not talking about cats. That's just the world that we live in.
Right.
But am I calling NFL players dogs?
I'm okay.
Are they
going
to get upset? Whatever. So I've not posted it. But anyway, I exhaust myself sometimes. I just want to yawn after hearing myself say all that. I've been on the search for stupid tweets and social media posts, and I tried really, really hard to narrow down the list. I tried so hard.
Okay.
I tried to have a filter. I tried to say, would that make Deontay laugh or look at me weird? And I think I found about 35 things that are going to make you laugh.
35?
Now, I might decide to switch over them or to skip over them.
Okay.
While we're sitting here, but I've got a list and I'm excited to share it. Are you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, these are stupid tweets mostly or social media posts that I found when I Googled stupid tweets or ignorant tweets.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I want my first daughter to be a girl.
Okay.
Do you see the ignorance? Oh. I want my first daughter to be a girl. Yeah, that's a fake laugh. Will Smith kind of looks like that guy from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That made me laugh. That, I don't know.
That was written by someone who's 14.
Okay, ready? If Barack Obama is our president, why is he getting involved with Russia? Scary. Now, that's somebody that I really want to have political opinions. Is somebody calling President Barack Obama. Okay. How did Beyonce's album go to number one in 100 countries when we only have 7? Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North and South America, and Europe. Okay, I counted 6.
That's painful.
Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North and South America, and Europe. What's the 7th? Did they say Africa?
They did not.
No. Okay, so not only does that person realize that they're naming continents, but they forgot one, and they specifically said there were 7. Okay, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Deonte. I thought about saving this one for last because it made me laugh so hard. Don't go Jason Waterfalls.
No, I have a story about that.
Love that song. Don't go Jason Waterfalls.
I have a story about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Years and years ago, when that song first came on, before I worked for the show, mm-hmm. Kid did a bit about that.
Misunderstood
about,
lyrics?
Yes, yeah. And that was one of them. And somebody called in and said, Jason Waterfalls. And every single time that song comes on, I think about that.
I've never heard that mistake before.
Every single time. It was like somebody's little sister. It was a kid. And they thought the name of the song was Jason Waterfalls.
Okay.
That, so it's not just one person, it's obviously more than...
Well, I found it by one person and it made me laugh out loud, obviously. Okay, someone posted a picture of their Social Security card and they said, finally found my Social Security card. Y'all can't steal my identity because y'all don't look like me. I'm sorry, I love stupid... Sometimes, as long as it's not coming from me. I'm sick of the U.S. government. I'm moving to California.
Well, okay then.
Okay. Gonna stop smoking for a week. Feel bad for my liver.
Well.
Okay, let's not get into the biological technicalities that make that
I'm
a
just
truth.
I'm just saying, if someone stops smoking, that could imply that they're going to start drinking more.
No, that means they feel bad that smoking is having such an effect on their liver when it's really affecting their lungs. 2L body parts. Come on, Deontay. Don't read so much into it.
Okay.
Gosh. Finally got my new debit card. Love the blue. They posted a picture of it. Later on, the 3 numbers on the back are 388. Why is everyone asking, SMH? That was funny. WTF is Obama's last name. Does anybody know?
What? Read it again.
WTF is Obama's last name. Does anybody know? That is the last name. Barack Obama. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so confused.
Deontay. Does it take 18 months for twins to be born or just 9?
Oh, God.
I mean, that makes sense. If you're going to multiply the babies, you might as well multiply the gestation time. But I think it takes 9.
Yeah, because they run concurrently.
How far of a drive is it from Miami to Florida?
It's a pretty short drive.
Deontay, you have no time for this. I think we're so different because I'm over here like, I've got 3 pages of these. And you're like, is it over yet? Okay. Jamaica is a country in Africa, right? What region are they from? Okay, Jamaica's not in Africa.
No, not at all.
It's in, I don't know where it is.
Caribbean,
but it's,
right?
Is it? Let's go with
Africa.
That. No, I think it's an island somewhere south of America and maybe east of Mexico. Or is that Cuba? We should not be talking about this.
No, Cuba's really close to Florida.
Okay.
But I think Jamaica's in the Caribbean.
Okay, here's the next one.
Okay.
Why don't my Galaxy get the iOS update? I gotta pay for it.
Oh, God.
Is Africa a religion?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
No. What kind of question is that?
I saw the dumbest elevator today. It had a button for the floor I was already on. Okay.
That one makes me laugh.
OMG. So I don't like dolphins anymore. Squirrels are my new favorite reptile. So cute.
Okay.
A squirrel's a mammal, isn't it?
Yes, and so is a dolphin.
Oh. Well, then I missed the humor on that one. Yes, a dolphin's a mammal. Because they feed their young through the boob, right?
I know a whale is a mammal.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure.
A dolphin is a mammal. A whale is an amphibian.
Maybe.
I don't know. I didn't intend for this to become a Google search thing.
I'm just saying.
So you're Googling, is a whale a mammal?
I'm Googling, is a dolphin
a dolphin mammal? Is a mammal, I'm telling you. Okay, I'm Googling, is a whale a mammal? Because I don't think it is. Is a whale a mammal?
Dolphins are just like us, only this mammal is living in the sea.
Oh, dang. Whales are mammals because they give birth to live young, and they have fur, lungs, and breathe air and give milk to their young. Dang it. So you were right.
See?
But I was right, too, because a dolphin is a mammal.
Yes.
I just didn't get the reasoning right exactly. Just finished eating a raw chicken breast. Someone owes me $20. And then somebody replies, dude, you're going to die from salmonella. Reply back, ha, I ate chicken, not salmon. Boys are so dumb. I know that had to be a boy.
Oh,
just in my mind, I can see him typing that with one finger.
No, and my mouth hurts just thinking about
that. Yeah, that's
that.
Pretty awful. Mm. When people think the Titanic really happened, I'm like, come on, Leonardo DiCaprio is still alive. Duh. Okay, here's another one. I've never actually seen Titanic, but how come someone record it when everyone's dying? And how the hell you find the camera it was recorded on? And I typed these grammatically incorrect as they were typed, okay?
I have to wonder if some of these are people writing stupid tweets on purpose.
I hope so.
Please
and I hope
tell
they keep
me.
It up. This stuff gives me so much joy.
Yes, but this is our future. Please tell me there are not this many stupid people on the planet.
No, some of these are older people that should know better than this. Okay, how about this one? Crazy how all the goody tissues from elementary school are the ones who drink and do drugs. Goody tissues. Organic ketchup and turkey burgers. Yum. Guess I'm turning into a vegetarian.
Yeah, I guess you are. This is what I don't understand about people when they type things like that. Do they just completely disregard the red line underneath that tells you that that is not a word?
Yeah, because you know why? Because if you're on a Mac, you can't just click on that and it shows you what's going on. You have to hit the button and then click on it for it to come up with a corrective word. So that's because of Macs. And I'm an all Mac, I love Mac products, so it kills me to say something bad, but they make you do too much work to spell check. Like on the spot with the red line under it.
Yeah, but even still, I mean, you see the red line and you know it's wrong. And you're going to just keep on going?
It is. Because most of the time, my stuff is right when Google or whatever tries to correct me.
I don't know, Shannon.
I know how to write.
If I see the red line, I'm double checking.
See? I trust myself too much for that. I trust my gut, trust my instinct. And I got to question the knowledge of a computer. Honestly.
Okay.
So, I feel very happy right now. It's been a rough day, but honestly, I have tears in my eyes because those tweets and social media posts brought me so much joy.
Well, I'm glad.
I know you don't get it. It's okay. We're having two different conversations here. You're texting
totally
or something, and I'm completely looking deep into your eyes for input and just getting nothing, but that's okay.
Like, I'm just glad that you're happy.
Deep down in my soul.
Deep down.
Bye.
I am so looking forward to Christmas break because I'm planning on it being nothing but nothing.
That's amazing.
I don't want to have anything specific planned. I really just want to spend the whole break sitting on the couch watching Christmas movies with the kids.
That sounds like a really good plan.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, at our house, we do family night movie night every week. And we normally do it on Friday nights because that's the day we normally don't have anything else going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we order pizza, we rent a movie or stream a movie or whatever, and we take turns picking the movies.
Okay.
So every week there's a, you know,
a different person picks a different movie.
Right. And a different kind of movie because everybody's kind of interested in different things. So when we started doing this, we were picking mostly current movies. But of course, you know, sometimes it's hard to find something that's appropriate for everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'll pick all of the movies that we watched when we were kids.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. A lot of those movies are not appropriate for children.
Not at all.
They weren't appropriate when we were watching them when we were kids, and they're not appropriate now.
You know what? It's so funny that you're saying this because last night I'm sitting on my couch about to do some work stuff, and I kind of, just because I need a little bit of a distraction sometimes to keep my brain fresh, I was on Netflix trying to find something to watch, and 16 Candles pops up.
Okay.
Okay. You know, my sister is named Samantha after that movie.
Oh, okay.
So it must be family genuine goodness, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Nope, not at all. I got a few minutes into that movie and they were saying F words, not the four lettered one, but the three lettered one that you're not allowed to say.
Right.
You'll get picketed and boycotted and not make a dime on your movie if you say these words.
Yes.
They said it at least two times that I noticed last night.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the scene where the grandma notices that Samantha's got boobies now, so she goes in and grabs them. I mean, there's stuff that just in no generation should have been okay.
No.
At least not in my thinking.
No.
But I've seen that movie probably about 47 times.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, I mean, pretty much any John Hughes movie.
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
You know, like one that you're probably going to see on TV now, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, don't watch the uncensored or unedited version of that with the kids around because you're going to be embarrassed.
Yeah. The even the original Vacation, that's one I already know we can't watch that one.
Oh, Family Vacation?
Yes.
Where he sees the model in the Ferrari or whatever?
Yeah, okay, and the part where she says, I French kiss, and the other girl says, so have I, and she says, yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best.
Oh, God.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
That is so wrong on so many levels. I can't even begin to try to think about how I would explain that to my kids.
Okay, so don't do those.
No, definitely not. But here are movies that I thought would be okay. Uncle Buck. So Uncle Buck has to come. The parents have to go out of town, and Uncle Buck, who's kind of like the
John Candy, comes to babysit.
Uncommitted, wild bachelor comes to take care of the kids, and some of the language is just cringeworthy.
Really?
I'm not a prude when it comes to language. My
okay.
kids have heard all of the words. They know they're not supposed to repeat them. They know that there are some words that kids just don't
grown-ups.
Use.
Right,
yes.
Right.
There are grown-up words and there are kid words. And that's a grown-up word and you don't use that word. But when you hear some of those, like, we're flying out of GD like it's nothing. Like, it's everyday talk. And
oh, my.
It's so jarring to hear that. And it's weird because you don't really hear that as much now. But I guess in the 80s, everything was okay.
I think that you're right. I remember when I was younger and I had a babysitter. And I guess I was just really annoying or really needy or really something. But he would have me watch Adventures in Babysitting every single day. And it got to the point where I knew every word to that movie. Including, like, don't fuck up with the babysitter.
Yeah.
And all of the things that I don't know how old I was, but I shouldn't have known those words.
Yeah.
It's so not okay.
And that's another one that I loved, but I can't, and my kids have heard that word, but still, I don't know. It's just
I think
too much.
Overall, that one's not too bad. I haven't seen it in forever.
Yeah, it's
been
a long time since I've seen it, but that stands out in my mind. And that, I think, is enough to kind of...
to ruin it?
Yeah, because in my head, I'm thinking that's probably not the only inappropriate thing.
I'm sure it's not. But you think about movies like Love Actually, one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's got the cute little British boy, and he's got a crush on the girl. So you're thinking, okay, there's a kid in this movie. It can't be that bad.
Right.
They've got a whole storyline about two porn stars falling in love.
Yeah.
And they are not shy about showing the things that they have to do at work.
Yeah. That's Definitely not one that's safe for children.
No, it's not even safe for parents. I can't imagine watching that movie with my mom or my dad in the room. No. That would be awful.
No, thank you to
okay,
that.
Okay, so at least get a TV edit of that movie if you're going to watch it.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Ghostbusters?
Okay.
Who would have thought that Ghostbusters would be sexually inappropriate?
Is it? I don't remember.
Yeah, lots of innuendo kind of stuff and Sigourney Weaver's in the bed and all sexy and I don't even remember that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if maybe when, because my kids have seen that, when the kids see it, it just kind of went over their heads like it did mine.
Right.
But still, as a parent watching that with my kids, I'm holding my breath hoping nobody asks any questions or what does that mean or why is she doing that?
I don't remember. It's crazy. I remember that my cousin, who was killed when he was 4, loved Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. So that must mean that we watched the movie at least a few times because he was a fanatic.
I know I saw it probably at least 10 times.
Yeah.
But there were things then that didn't stand out to me when I rewatched it with my kids. I was like, oh, please don't ask me about that.
Yeah, I guess it was definitely a different world and we're sensitive to a different level at this point.
So another one that you would never think would be inappropriate.
What?
The original Superman.
Never seen it.
Okay, so that may have been late 70s movie. I don't recall. But Christopher Reeves, the original Superman, he can see through everything. Ladies? Including Lois Lane's clothes.
Oh, and does it show that?
No, but it very clearly, he can see through her clothes.
But if it doesn't show it, then the kid's not going to pick up on that.
Yeah, but she moves behind, I don't know, some kind of planter thing.
Okay.
And he says to her, oh, that must have iron in it because I can't see through iron.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, she realizes he can see her naked. I mean,
now, can you really see her naked or is it just kind of the outline of what's happening?
No, I mean, it's the idea that he's specifically saying that he can see her naked and she understands that he shouldn't be able to see her naked.
Right.
Just an awkward situation that another one where I'm hoping everybody just kind of glosses over.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so even some of the current movies that really are targeted towards kids, the Marvel movies, we watched, I don't know, Infinity, Avengers, or whatever.
No clue.
Drop in the word D-bag like it's nothing.
Well, I mean, on a scale of bad words, that's really not a terrible one.
Yeah, but it's not something you want your kid to repeat. And I have a son who likes to repeat just random things that he hears.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're watching a show and they say a funny phrase, he'll say, oh, did you hear that? They said blah, 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 and he repeats it.
Oh.
Yeah. I immediately was like, that's not a word that 8-year-olds use. Okay. And he didn't know what it meant, and I wasn't going to explain it, but just, was it really necessary? Was that word really necessary?
And, you know, it's cult classics, and I guess this goes back to when we were barely born.
Yeah.
But, like, Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got some stuff that's really not okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's such a classic that a lot of people, I'm sure, would love to sit there and watch it with their kids.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's just so hard now. And I guess, I don't know if our parents just didn't pay attention or maybe they just thought we didn't notice it either.
I think that parenting has probably changed a lot just with so much social media and so much exposure to stuff everywhere we look.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that as much when we were little, you know? So we're not, I guess maybe we weren't as sensitive to it and kind of keeping an eye out for it everywhere that you look.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a parent, so I can't really speak to it, but.
It's just awkward. Dirty Dancing.
Oh, gosh.
Ah. So bad, wrong on so many different levels. I mean, this girl is a teenager with 25, 30-year-old Johnny.
But she's in love.
And she's 12.
No, she's not. No. She's about to graduate high school and go to the Civil Corps, whatever.
16 or 17.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
With a 30-year-old man.
But if you're a kid, again, you're not thinking about it that way.
You've got to
think like a kid watching this stuff.
I hope
not.
That's the case because I didn't think about it that way.
And with a lot of this stuff, I mean, the stuff that is marketed towards kids, mm-hmm. you gotta also entertain the parents.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta throw some of the innuendos and some of the stuff that is going to go over the kids' head in order to keep the parents coming. You know?
I don't know. I'd be willing to forego the entertainment for me. I'm good to just take a nap during the movie or eat my popcorn and call it a day.
But I mean, even if you were to look up Disney movies or, I mean, there's stuff in everything that you see if you dig deep enough into it.
Yeah, but I feel like some of that stuff you really have to dig to see it.
Yeah.
Whereas the stuff that's more surface mm-hmm. is just not conversations I'm ready to have.
Got
and I'm
it.
Pretty good about being pretty open with my kids. We use, you know, appropriate names and all of that good
right.
stuff. And they know where babies come from and all that. But some things I think are just too...
too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I would love to keep my nephews little for as long as I possibly can. I love the innocence and I love the genuineness and everything that comes with that.
Yeah.
So I agree. I get it. I'm not going to take them to any, you know, what's the worst movie ever as far as vulgarity goes. I'm not going to take them to see that. I can't think of what it would be, honestly, because my memory is terrible.
Animal House.
Okay, I've never seen that, so I don't know.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I get it. But you're right. I didn't realize until recently, actually, how mm-hmm. bad a lot of that stuff actually was.
Yeah.
And wonder how I came out as normal as I did.
I think that for all of us.
Yeah. Well, now you know. You got to watch what you show your kids, I guess.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. I think we need to start working on a list of things that, movies that are appropriate for all ages.
It's going to be a short list.
Yeah, it is.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.